is by creating large areas of light wastage that are carried away by the wind. And what the physical mechanism is, of course, it's the recent aerodynamic force that we usually call the drag force. It depends on the velocity relative to the medium, which is the atom. So let's look at the drag equation. You can find the drag equation from dimensional analysis. You put up the expected quantities that you believe that the drag depends on, and then you get the in our case, the fluid is air, so the velocity of air A is the cross-sectional area of the sea, and E is the sea velocity relative to the air. And the CD is the drag coefficient. It's a dimensionless coefficient that is measured in surface, not something you can calculate. And that's what I measured for geodesy. So once you, how do you do this? Well, I measured the terminal velocity, and a terminal velocity, the total energy, the total force on the sea is zero. So when you get an expression for the drag coefficient in terms of gravity, the terminal velocity. And I've done this for birch seeds. So birch seeds are really, really small. They sit in these fruits or whatever. Inside here are the seeds that look like this. The weight of a birch seed is about 0.3 milligrams. It's very lightweight. The radius is about 2 millimeters. And I measured terminal velocity to be 0.44 meters per second. And that gives a drag coefficient of about 1.9, which is quite large. According to Wikipedia, the drag coefficient for a car is somewhere between 0.25 and 0.38. So it's quite a large drag coefficient. And of course, the terminal velocity is also very small. Means that only very small winds are required for the wind for the drag to be dominant, completely dominant, so the drag. So first, you probably can carry quite long distances by the wind. And I also measured for another seed. That's the maple. So here's one of the maple seeds that I measured on the curve. You see the size of the maple seed, and I also weighed them and did measurements of the terminal velocity. And if you put this together, you get a drag coefficient at about 5, which is very large. I've looked at some estimates of drag coefficient and nothing comes close to Gaussian's fire. And what does this depend on? Well, maple seeds, they just don't fall, they spin. And I mean, you probably see this, it looks about like a helicopter. And that creates this. And I probably look at this move that I probably use it. It works. Here you have a maple seed falling down and spinning. I thought that was kind of a cool pushing, the driver pushing. The difference is that the drive force is roughly perpendicular to the velocity. So that means that as the wind hits, meets the air, it creates lift upwards, even though the wind is moving towards the air. For parallel to the air, the force perpendicular. So I did it at the model B, where I used the measures that I had. So imagine that you have a slab that's rotating about the center of the same weight and dimensions that I measured. And then integrating the velocity, adding up the rotational velocity and the velocity for pulling back first. With this expression for the lift force, and equating this with the force of gravity, and I estimated the angular velocity to be about 5 revolutions per second, and you get a lift coefficient of about 2, which is actually larger than airplane weight. Now, this number is not very reliable, but I think it's interesting. And the fact is that I am strengthened in thinking that this coefficient should be quite large from the video that I showed you. It was actually from a paper, a science paper, that was actually talking about how much higher lift agency can produce than commercially produced airplane wing. So I think I'm almost right there, I think. Well, of course, there are other strategies for this personal assault. Here you can see a missile seat, and maybe more commonly you think about the dandelion, which has seats that are more or less active. And of course, that means more interesting for this business. There is, of course, this seat of course is very different than that, but not as much as put there. And I guess that was it. Are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Helmer. So if there are any questions, I can repeat them so you can hear them here. Any questions? Yes.
How did you estimate terminal velocity?
That's what I was going to ask. How do you estimate terminal velocity?
So I estimate with